Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, to hear your word, to receive your holy and precious gifts. Heavenly Father, we all trust in something. Teach us, above all, to trust in you and your holy and precious word. For where your word is, there is life. All these things, Lord, we pray in the precious name of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away our sins. Amen. Amen. We sing 729.
Worship, the order of Vespers, page 229, we stand. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Chant together the words of our introit as printed on our bulletin insert. 750. You may be seated.
Thank you.
chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news, who publish peace and bring good news of salvation. Their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from St. Luke, the 22nd chapter. A dispute also arose among the disciples as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. And Jesus said to them, "The king of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as the one who serves. You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you, as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp.
Peace, love, and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the Old Testament reading from Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Dear friends in Christ, the great Lutheran Swedish theologian Bo Geertz has written many, many wonderful things for the church. But perhaps the most endearing of all his writings is a little series of short stories, three or four, depending on the edition that you have, titled Hammer of God. And in these little short stories, these little vignettes, great truths of how God works among His people are recorded for us. There's one, perhaps my favorite, where the old pastor has a discussion with the young punk vicar. And the vicar comes, and the vicar is quite full of himself. The vicar knows that he knows more than the old pastor. The vicar is a true believer. But the vicar has some doubts about the pastor. He's kind of old, he's kind of crusty, might even be a little lazy. And so one day, the vicar asks the pastor, "Have you given your heart to Jesus?" And the old pastor looks at the young vicar and says, "What would Jesus want with that dirty old thing?" My friends, there is great truth in that little vignette and that little scene from that vignette. We know that there is nothing good in us. We know that we are all born sinful. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Like the hymn says, "Nothing in my hand I bring." My friends, there is nothing good in us. Every inclination of our heart is only toward evil all the time. Genesis 8. So, what is this about trusting in the Lord with all of our heart? Kind of almost sounds like some give your heart to Jesus kind of talk, doesn't it? God's Word for us tonight can help sort out this very, very important part of what the heart actually is. Jesus teaches us that out of the heart come all kinds of evil things. Lies, adulteries, gossips. Out of the heart springs forth all kinds of terrible sin. God's Word teaches us, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." God's Word, the revealed will of God for us, is not only the Word of law, the Word that teaches us and shows us our sin and our inability to please God and come to Him. The primary Word and work of God is the Gospel. God desires all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. In other words, God takes our heart of stone and replaces it with a living, breathing heart. We sing in our offertory, based on Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart, a new heart, O God." Our heart is dirty and rotten, stone cold dead because of our sin. And God, in His love and grace and mercy, gives us a new heart, gives us new life. What does that new heart and new life look like? A life that clings to the Word of God, because the Word of God is life. The Word of God brings life. The Word of God is Jesus Christ for you. Jesus, the eternal Word, the eternal Logos, that took on flesh and blood, including a beating human heart. He took on flesh and blood for you and for me and for the life of the world. But unlike your heart and mine, the heart of Jesus knew no sin. Not once, not ever. Jesus placed Himself under the holy law of God and did not break it, not even once. He fulfilled it for you, kept it perfectly on our behalf. Jesus, for all of the times and for all of those sins that well up out of our heart, Jesus, the sinless Son of God, paid the penalty. He took our sins, our sins of thought, our sins of word, our sins of deed. He took all of these sins into Himself and onto Himself, suspended between heaven and earth, nailed naked to an old rugged cross, bleeding and dying the death we deserve, the death that we have earned. Jesus' heart stopped beating on that Friday we call good. His stone-cold dead body was laid into the tomb. And in the mother of all miracles, 3 days later on that first Easter, Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. His heart is beating and pumping alive. Not just to prove that He could do it, but alive for you. Forgiveness, life, and salvation, a free gift from God. My friends, this is the new heart that God gives. A heart that clings to the Word of God. A heart that clings to the promises of God. A heart that clings to the steadfast love of God our Savior. Verse 3. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Don't forget it. Don't forget that everything that God has done, He has done for you. Take it serious. Bind it around your neck. Write it on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. My friends, the Word of God that comes to us changes us. Yes, it gives us a new heart, a spiritually pure and clean heart, a heart that clings to the promises of God. But that old Adam, that old Eve still lives inside of us. And it tries to trick us and confuse us that the Word of God isn't that big of a deal. That the Word of God isn't that important. That the Word of God isn't special at all. In fact, that sin that still lives inside of us tries to convince us that we have better words than the Word of God. This is God's warning and admonition for tonight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Put your heart into it, God is saying. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. do not lean on your own understanding. On Monday, most of us witnessed at least a part or all of the big total eclipse. Wasn't that an amazing accident of nature? That's what the world might want you to believe. That might even be what your brain wants you to believe. But our God is a God of order, who created the sun and the moon and the stars and put them in just exactly the right spot. And Monday afternoon, about 1:03, God testified to the whole world, right here in Lincoln, that He knows exactly what He's doing. And He gave us just a tiny little bit of a glimpse of His power and His majesty and the beauty of His creation. My friends, there are many times in this world when the cares and the worries and the problems and the tragedies of this life drag us down. We want a word of hope, a word of peace, a word of encouragement, a word of anything. And we are tempted to lean and to trust and to depend on our own sinful heart, our own words, our own understanding. My friends, repent. Cling to the Word of God. The Word of God that cannot lie. The Word of God that is life, forgiveness, and salvation. The Word that will sustain you in good times and in bad. The Word that will encourage you and through you encourage others. We sang just a few moments ago, sing, pray, and keep His ways unswerving. Perform thy duties faithfully. And trust His Word, though undeserving. Thou yet shall find it true for thee. God never yet forsook in need the soul that trusted Him indeed. My friends, trust in the Lord with all your heart, your new heart, your clean heart, your forgiven heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds and lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. We continue with the Canticle, page 231. Please stand as you're able.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship with us. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who loves us with His never-ending love and even gives us a new heart to cling to His words would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
With the prayers of the church, beginning with the Kyrie, page 233, we stand. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, chose Bartholomew to be an apostle to preach the blessed gospel. Grant that your church may love what he believed and preach what he taught. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
May your kingdom come to us and expand. Bring all transgressors and those who are blinded and bound in the devil's kingdom to know Jesus Christ, your Son, by faith, that the number of Christians may be increased. Grant your blessing to all endeavors of the church, especially for the AC-ELC conference coming up at Good Shepherd here next week. We especially pray for safe travel for all attendees and presenters. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen us by your Spirit according to your will, both in life and in death, in the midst of both good and evil things, that our own wills may be crucified daily and sacrificed to your good and gracious will. Into your merciful hands we commend Betty and Marge. We also commend Desi Kessler, recovering from successful surgery this day. We pray for Reverend David Worley, the vicarage supervisor of Pastor Murundi, whose wife Sherry was taken to her heavenly home recently. And we pray for all who are in need, asking for them at all times, Thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy, grant us our daily bread, preserve us from greed and selfish cares, and help us trust in you to provide for all of our needs. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us, so that our hearts may be at peace and may rejoice in a good conscience before you, and that no sin may ever frighten or alarm us. Lord, in your mercy, lead us not into temptation, O Lord, but help us by your Spirit to subdue our flesh, to turn from the world and its ways, and to overcome the devil with all his wiles. Lord, in your mercy. And lastly, O Heavenly Father, deliver us from all evil of body and soul, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy. We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and to answer us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Hymn 583, you may be seated.
Thank you.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. If you didn't get a chance to get the news and notes from this last week, they're in the back. And I encourage you to do that. The events coming up in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We have a lot of things going on over the next several days, as you heard in the prayers. The big activity and event that we have is the ACELC conference that we're hosting next week. There'll be some meetings on Monday evening here at the church. The conference is Tuesday and Wednesday next week, and there'll be some business meetings on Thursday morning. So it'll be a full week. There'll be lots of people. Next Wednesday, there is no midweek or confirmation classes because of the conference that'll be here. Also, no Bible study after church on Wednesday night next week. There is Bible study tonight, Psalm 119. If you listen to our radio station at all, one of the preachers that you hear on a regular basis is Pastor Rolf Preuss from Sydney, Montana. I think he is one of, if not the very best preacher in the entire Lutheran church, and he will be preaching here next Wednesday evening. Next Wednesday evening, as we celebrate the minor festival of the martyrdom of John the Baptist. That's next week, and should prove to be a great time. If you want to come to the conference and you haven't signed up yet, there's still time. Go to the website or talk to Gary Baker, acelc.net, and conference schedule, everything is there. We have a great lineup of speakers. It should be a really, really great time, and it's a great honor to be able to host it here at Good Shepherd. Bible study tonight in the fellowship hall. Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll be able to have Lifelight next Thursday as well. That won't change that or anything there. Pastor, what am I forgetting? Anything? All right. We've got a couple of sign-up sheets out in the Narthex for Family Fun Night that's coming up, and also for a fundraiser for one of our members, Disney Turek. So check those out. Join us for Bible study and a cup of coffee. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ.